Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Bob. We did our NFL quarter season report. Why don't we finish the show with a little Steelers quarter season report? Are you game for that?
Let's go.
How about this story, just as I'm set to go to that? Kevin Stefanski won't name Shador Sanders the number two quarterback yet.
Is he
waiting until there's nobody left in the entire building?
Where is Deshaun Watson? Is he able to play? Is he even
no,
on there?
What
is
no. he? He's still on IR, and he's out. He's not available. Practice squad quarterback Bailey Zappi.
Zappi, maybe.
Could be the backup quarterback.
He's had success in Pittsburgh.
He should start Bailey Zappi the way he played in here 2 years ago.
Yeah, he threw three touchdown passes to Hunter Henry.
But how about Shador? I mean, what does he have to do to at least become the backup? Every time you turn around limits, this guy is either not getting drafted. Of course, he told two teams he didn't want to get drafted by them. How could you tell the Eagles and the Ravens, two of the most respected organizations in the league, no thanks, and set yourself up to go to Cleveland? You know what? As I talk out loud, he's getting everything he deserves there.
Yeah, there's no reason. When you're a young player, you go, unless you're like 1-1 overall and you don't want to go, like we've seen that play out before. But if you're him, just take whatever opportunity you can get. And I'm surprised. So I just don't see Bailey Zappi being the backup. I still think it's going to be Shador Sanders.
Who's the Steelers MVP a quarter of the way through, Bob? I think Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers would have to be my pick, too, because he's of all these teams now, people wondered about whether or not he'd be knocked out of a game. We're 4 or 5 weeks into this. He's the last man standing of all the teams in the AFC North. So, yeah, and he's just been good for what he's done so far. At this point, he'd have to be my pick.
Wonder Twin?
I would agree. Aaron Rodgers is the guy.
Very rare to have us be unanimous on something, and I'm very proud of that, Bob. Who's the LVP, their least valuable player? I'll go first, Pat Freiermuth.
You can certainly make a case, but he hasn't been targeted enough. And when he has been, he hasn't, you know, the one play that still sticks out is the big throw by Rodgers as he's running to his right, throws down, it's right there for him to make.
The one that Calvin Austin broke up in
no,
the end zone?
No, not that one. He would have made that catch, I think, if it had gone through. So that's one of those plays that where PFF will penalize him for throwing a one that he should have been. That's also a play where you can say he made a good throw there.
Right.
Why should that look as an incompletion? That's a
well, Pony just came in here on Freiermuth and made a good point that we talked about a little bit earlier. Tomlin seems to just be making the assumption that it's obvious and that all of us knew that when they go against a 4-3 team, how could Freiermuth possibly play is what he said yesterday, basically. Did we all know this through his career? Why would you sign a guy for that much money if his availability is going to be limited based on who you play?
I don't think that's really the case. I think he did that so that he's still concerned about his offensive line.
Wait a second. He's playing less than he ever has in his career.
I'm talking about in that specific game. They wanted some help to the tackles, and they did it that way. Not with just him, Darnell, but also
with... But it's the whole year going into that game.
But I understand that, but I think you're going to see more of an uptick in there. They have to. They brought those guys in, he and Jonnu Smith both. My LVP would go to, and I say this because he just hasn't had a chance. I'm going to blame him, I guess, but Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
I expected him to have a major role as this preseason unfolded and the games we saw, he was making catches, he was being used a lot, and then suddenly nothing.
I'll tell you who I'm very interested to see the rest of the year, because I thought he had his best game as a Steeler, and he was downright destructive, was Keanu Benton. He was great against the
Minnesota
Vikings.
He had two sacks.
He looked like John Randall.
They need that version of him for sure.
What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr.
Very
Hester.
Kindly. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And it's sunny today with a high of Dan Moore and a low of Bud Dupree, 65 and 48. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob, you're a wonderful man. We'll do the rest of our midseason report and a whole lot more on tomorrow's show. We're going to have the time of our lives, aren't we?
I'm sure you guys will. Yes, you will.
Oh, you're not in tomorrow?
I'm not in tomorrow.
I thought you just said you weren't.
No. Did I say that?
No.
No.
You're not.
No, but I will see you soon, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, anytime. I'll see you next week, Bob.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.